Welcome to the CalmEdge Rebels podcast. I'm Jenny Field.
I'm Advita Patel.
And I'm Trudy Lewis.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the CalmEdge Rebels podcast. We are so excited to bring some brilliant news, well, we think it's brilliant news, about a new membership that we have opened up called the Clarity Club. Now, if you've been following us on our social platforms and on our LinkedIn and Instagram, you'll have seen the news about this. But we wanted to come on and have a chat about what exactly is the Clarity Club. Why are we banging on about it on our Instagram? Why are we continuously talking about clarity every time we have a moment to share our thoughts? And we thought, let's get together, do this bonus episode and explain from our own perspectives about why the Clarity Club is so important to the three of us. So, Jenny, Trudy, it's very unusual for me to start these podcast episodes.
I know.
I won't even tell you how many takes it took me just to get that sentence right.
I know.
But the Clarity Club.
I'm impressed that you got through it.
Yeah, I know.
You did. I'm impressed now.
After the giggles were over.
Yeah.
But the Clarity Club, right? So, why did we start it? Who wants to go first? I know it's a big question, but why do you think we thought we were going to do this? So this is like you going into my brain here a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But go on, Jen. You start.
Okay. So I'm going to go right back to the beginning. So what I love about CalmEdge Rebels and what we've kind of built with the podcast is the ability for us to have unscripted conversations about all sorts of things, about living life and how to do it differently and the best way for us and all those things. And the reason for me why we're doing it is because a podcast can only take us so far. And we all have a huge desire to help people and work with people and help people understand all the different things they could be doing to make life brilliant for them. And the membership gives us the opportunity to do that. Whereas a podcast, we're just talking at people who are laughing along with us and talking back at us, but we can't hear them. So this allows us to have actual conversations, actual discussions, really get to know people. And that's why, for me, I think we're doing it. You might say something else now. We might all have very different reasons about why we're doing
it. I think it's just the extension of the why, isn't it? It's kind of like we all have, I think we all agree with what you've just said, but there's an extension of that, isn't it? That we all kind of have a personal-ish purpose.
Yeah.
Personal-ish purpose.
It is, you know, I 100% agree with what Jenny said. It'd be a bit awkward if I didn't, because, you know, we're running this membership together. But it was about, you know, we have, as you can tell, and if you listen to our previous episodes of CalmEdge Rebels podcast, we do have fun. You know, we have a laugh. You know, it's like you're with us having these kind of conversations. And it's almost like we are sat in the living room or in one of our offices having a chit chat. But I personally, for me, miss that interaction with people. You know, I love it when folks message us on Instagram or on LinkedIn to say that, oh, you kept me company on my dog walk today, or you kept me company on my appointment or on my long travel, you know, car journey. And it's just so lovely to hear what they took away. But that two-way interaction is definitely something that I wanted us to bring to the CalmEdge Rebels, because we just have so much more that we want to share. We know that working collaboratively and working with others in a kind of membership style is going to add value to not only us three, but to the others who have joined as well. Mm. How about you, Trudy? What was your kind of personal-ish?
I think it's a natural progression. It's like the very next thing that we should be doing is a membership. And I agree with both of you. I think that interaction with people who we've been listening to, who we want to help, is quite powerful. I mean, I'm very, very strong on the whole area of conversation. I make a big deal about it for myself and my own coaching business. So for me, I think the next step to having a podcast is then being able to touch the people that we're talking to. And one of the things I'm really excited about is the amount of people that we can reach with a club. With a membership that's online, there's so many more people that we can interact with. And I know the podcast is far-reaching, but in terms of that personal interaction, some of the things that we share, say, for instance, on the coaching retreat, that we can then input into people's lives so that they can, to help them to be better. For me, that is like a huge part of this. So I'm quite excited about how that interaction will unfold and how it will develop people, but also develop us as individuals. It'll give us a chance to continue talking. Because I think even the dynamic of us having a podcast is something that we all enjoy. And I know that with the Clarity Club, with the opportunity to have sessions every month with people and sat talking about these specific topics, I think it's going to be really, really powerful.
Mm. I think you're right, Trude, where you've just mentioned about the coaching retreats, because we only do 2 coaching retreats a year at the moment. And that's a whole day out, right? So you can come and work with us and it's a whole day and we talk about purpose and values and confidence and influence and boundaries and productivity. And we get really sort of really deep into how you can really get unstuck and live that best life. But it's a whole day and it's in person, which means that that isn't accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
And it's quite an intense day, which also isn't for everybody. So having, like you said, it's this natural step for us between the podcast and a coaching retreat day, is this very accessible online membership that is accessible to anybody anywhere in the world who wants to spend a bit of time each month looking at their goals or their habits or their confidence or momentum or whatever it might be in terms of just those little things that could make a huge difference to them to help them really achieve the goals and the things they really want to do in life. Does definitely feel like a natural step.
And I think, you know, if you've been on our retreat, it's like a lovely, almost accountability thing or a continuation of that retreat, because we take people through things like 90-day plans and developing their goals and what they want to achieve. And the best way to do that is to have consistency. So to have a club where you can congregate with each other and you can meet every month, that's like gold dust, really. Mm.
And it's affordable, right? And that's, you know, we started this episode with why, you know, why are we doing this? And we've all got our own reasons. But for me, it's definitely about that affordability. And for $14.99 a month, you know, the access that you
UK
hopefully
pounds.
Will get. £14.99. GBP. It is GBP. Yeah, it is GBP. Yeah. Great British pounds. Double check. And it's about $19. I did the conversion, depending on what the conversion rate is. So it's fairly, you know, I would say it's fairly affordable. It's like, as my sister said to me, it's one cocktail.
I love that. My sister would say that's one pizza.
But that's one cocktail in London.
One and a half in Manchester. One cocktail in London. One cocktail or 2.5 coffees, you know, however you want to work it. But I love doing, I'm very, you know, this is the internal comms person coming out in me where I'm like, oh, it's 50p a day. Yeah. 50 cents a day.
How can I make this budget make sense to someone?
Yeah, how can I make it make sense? But it is, you know, it is 50 pence a day or 50 cents a day, however you want to look at it, where you will have access to different topics, as Jenny mentioned. So habits, confidence, impact, influence, mindfulness. And we haven't just plucked these topics out of the thin air. You know, this is based on the retreat days that we've had, what the retreat members have told us, what they found useful and helpful. We're open to listening to our founding members, you know, that have joined already in terms of what they want and what they require. And it's just an opportunity for those micro steps to have macro impact. And everyone is quite... Well, I was going to say busy, but we don't say busy. Everyone has different priorities what they want to focus on. And I think it's really important that we bring people an opportunity to learn something different in a massive investment of their time, right? So it's an hour every month. You don't have to join us live, you know. So we've said it'll be the fourth Wednesday of every month at 4 o'clock UK time. And if you can't join at that time, then we're recording them and you can replay them as many times as you like, as long as you stay a member and you have your own membership platform. And I keep saying to folks that this is phase one.
I wasn't saying phase one, but I did say that this is our starting point and that there's more to come because just talking about that whole natural progression thing, there has to be more to come.
And this is the problem with the three of us, because when we get together and we talk about this, we get so many ideas about what we can do. And then we get carried away with international retreats. And then we remember that we just need to take it a little bit slowly. But I think you're right. I think there's already been some questions around, you know, member connectivity and things like that in terms of people connecting with each other. And I think you know, for all of us, we have, you know, other businesses as well. So it's managing our time, but also remembering that you don't have to do everything all at once, and remembering what we talk about and what we've learned over the years of, you know, small steps are fine, you know, and we can build something and grow it as we go. But what's really important for us, I think, is we haven't done this before. So this, you know, we need to do it with our members and kind of realize what's needed, what's not needed. And I think that'll be a huge part of it as we go. But I love that you're already telling people it's phase one. How many phases have you both got in your mind?
I'm just curious. I'm like, how long?
Trudy's got four.
Yeah. I'm like, but you're so right. You know, the great thing about the Clarity Club is that we are all so passionate about it. We know, and people will say this is a very bold statement to make, but I believe in it so much that I know it will make a difference if you become a member.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I will say that confidently. You know, what I am saying to folks, and again, another bold statement is, can you afford not to invest $14.99 a month.
I like that.
You know,
I say that about so many things. I should be saying it about this.
I know. Can you afford not to? That's the question. You know, for 50p a day, 50 cents a day, $14.99, one cocktail, three coffees, whatever.
You know, I can see that on an Instagram post.
Can
now.
See it?
50
can
cents,
see it?
50p, one cocktail, two coffees, one pizza.
Whatever. A Macadese meal, whatever you want to call it. You know,
how expensive are Macadese meals?
Well, at least two Macadese, right? I don't know. Someone tell us when you listen. I think it's seven. I've not had a Macadese for years. Oh my goodness! Now I'm craving a Macadese.
Now,
I want one. Chocolate milkshake and salted fries. Anyway, digressing. But whatever it is, the cost. You know, it's my question to you. If anyone's on the fence about this or not certain if it's for you, what have you got to lose?
Yeah.
$14.99 a month, right? What have you got to lose for it? Like, you'll always have access to those replays on the membership portal. We're going to be sharing resources that we love. You know, we all know that Jenny's a big reader. Trudy loves listening to podcasts and things. You know, I like a bit of both. Occasionally, I'm very much about micro learning, so short things. But you know, we've got resources that we want to kind of share with you. And rather than having you run around trying to find the right things, we hope we can start building this library of resources that will give you access to things that do work. And we know it works because we've used it and we've tried it out on our own personal missions, but also within our coaching retreats that we host as well. So what have you got to lose? Maybe that's what the name of this episode should be.
What
have you got to lose? And I think one of the other things that comes to mind is how, you know, when you're making changes and when you're making a real effort to do something different about your life in terms of your goals, about your ambitions and your dreams, I think who wants to do that on their own?
Yeah.
You know, it's more, it means more, and it will actually, you'll actually get over the line more if you've actually done it with the people. And I think there is something about that connection with others and how others share their experiences, which then helps you to have the strength to actually take those steps forward. So I think there's something quite dynamic about doing a club and focusing on topics like that.
I think the community piece is really important, isn't it? Because if you look at the way we're structuring the session, so you said, you know, so you've already said there's going to be one session a month. And I think it's every third session we're doing kind of an Ask Us Anything. The ones that are sort of structured around, you know, habits or momentum or confidence will be probably around 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes of a bit of a presentation. You'll get a workbook to work through that session as well. And then time for questions and answers and discussion. But then every third one is going to be the Ask Us Anything. And I think that will be really interesting to see how that grows and develops in terms of whether or not it becomes, you know, there's so many people in the membership that we do sort of breakouts and people can, you know, learn from each other. And there's such a power in that community and being able to learn from others, which we've all experienced in our lives in terms of different coaching groups and masterminds and different places that we spend our time. That power of other people's insights and thoughts and ideas that might be completely different to your own is so powerful to help you unlock something that you might not have thought about. So I think the way we've structured it, obviously, I think the way we've structured it at the moment is brilliant. And it will be really interesting to see how that Ask Us Anything session works. But it's having that flexibility, I think, throughout the annual program that gives it that space, that space for conversations and it's space for discussion. And that's really important, again, for all of us to have that time. Because we like a chat, right? We wouldn't have a podcast if we didn't.
And it will, I think it will evolve as well when you think about it, you
know. Into phase two, truly.
Phase two. So we structure it a certain way, obviously, and we know that will work. But then as members interact and give us feedback and talk to us about what really works for them, then that might add changes. But then we also will start to think of other things that we can add and to include to do phase two and phase three and whatever. But it just means that we can constantly be evolving this. And I think that's really important because we're talking about living your best lives, being better at what you know, at what you are right now, and also achieving your goals, having success. So we're thinking of all of those themes, which, you know, they're not static. They don't stay in one place.
And it's the consistency, right, isn't it? I was just thinking as you were chatting then, Jude, about the consistent nature of the topics, right? So it's not that it's going to be completely cyclical, because who knows, but there is something, my own coach says this to me, like there's no harm in doing the same exercise every 90 days just to sort of ground yourself again in terms of what you need to do. And even though I forget it's been 90 days since the first one, I think I've done it about 4 weeks ago, because what is time? I've really found a benefit in that over kind of, you know, 3 years of that coaching element and that accountability, that showing up, you know, month in, month out. And that repetition that can sometimes feel a bit, you know, boring, but actually we've all found that even in our own coaching treats that we do together. And I know we haven't done one together for a while, but when we do them, you know, we always start with our stop, start, continue. We always start with, you know, a look back, a look for, you know, and it's always got the same formula. And I think that there's something lovely in that. I've learned this about myself in recent years that I don't mind little changes to things, but if I'm going back to like the same place, I want it to be mainly the same. A little change, but mainly the same. There's some comfort in that, I think.
It is. Yeah. And I think there's that micro steps that we speak about, right? And we were only just saying not so long ago that it's a bit noisy right now. Like there's so much happening.
Very noisy.
There's a lot of people doing lots of brilliant things, but it is a bit hard to know what to tap into and what not to tap into. And how much time do you actually have available? And with the business and the priorities that you have in life, you know, you do have to make a decision about what is the right one for you. And we're not, you know I made those bold claims and stuff like that, but you do have to find that right space for you. And we believe that we, three of us, have come from very different backgrounds and very different demographics and professionalism and personal, right? So we do bring slightly different angle to the membership, because we, one of the big important things for me as well as accessibility and affordability was inclusion. And it is a space for, you know, and we have been given feedback about narrowing it down in terms of the reach, because it's not a marketeer's, you know, dream when you kind of go, it's for everybody.
Yeah. And we anywhere, know that it's comms
folks.
Anywhere.
It's for everyone. It's for anybody.
Welcome.
You know, it goes against the grain of what we know as professionals in internal comms, where we say, you know, who are your target market and what is it that they want? And what we're saying is that it is open to anybody from anywhere, regardless of where you are in your professional career or personal life. One criteria is that you are ready to take action, right? And you are ready to get clarity and understand what it is that you may need in terms of support to move you forward. That's the ask, because I don't think you can come into any membership and expect life to change without you actually doing anything.
Yeah.
And that is what I will say to folks who are like, oh, you know, well, I've, you know, what are you going to do for me? Kind of thing. It's like, well, we need to work collaboratively and together, and we can give you the tools, the techniques and tactics to help you, and we can share some of our stories about what's helped us, but we also need you to take accountability, to Jenny's point, you know, understand what that consistency looks like. We did a podcast episode, which we can put in the show notes, about discipline, you know, driving a motivation which gives you kind of consistency. And that's what it's about, in a way. It's what is that big why? And that's what we hope to kind of help you uncover to an extent, or little why, or whatever it is for you. And how can we help you get there? But it is a two-way street. You know, we are very bold with our claims. We are confident in what we're offering. We have done this. We've practiced it. You know, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the community, for coaching, for asking for help, you know, help leaning on others to support me as well. There is absolutely no way that I would be able to achieved the things I've achieved if it wasn't for this kind of collaborative community element and coaching specifically that has got me to here. And we now want to make it more accessible for you so you can experience that. You know, there's so many people who've never experienced coaching because it's never been in their budget or in the resources or time-wise. And it's just, I find that slightly goes against my fairness value. Like, what can we do to give people that option and choice and not be stuck behind a barrier of cost?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that is a big thing. So it is an inclusive. Yeah.
And knowledge as well, isn't it? Like you said, like people just don't, like when I look at the people that are signing up and some people I know from, you know, friendship circles and things, and I know that we've got people that work in communications, work in HR. I know that there's some teachers on there, you know, and that's really, you know, because we know about coaching and we know about what's out there, but a lot of people don't, because why would they ever come across it? Because all people seem to talk about is either going and seeing sort of, you know, therapy or counsellors. And that's where it seems to always go. Whereas actually there is this alternative, which is coaching. And there is now an inclusive and affordable solution with the Clarity Club.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when I was listening to Advita and she said that people come and ask, what are you going to do for me? I guess the question back to people is, what are you going to do for yourself? And so it is like we've all said, it's what you put in is what you'll get out. And we are 100% committed in bringing all of ourselves to, you know, to share what you need to get things moving. But you have to put something in as well. And I think
we're not gatekeepers, right? We don't gatekeep. Like, and that's really important. No. I know there'll be some people who will get, and that's a new phrase that I've learned, by the way.
I don't know what you mean. I was
gatekeep. So it means that, you know, when you find out something that works really well, you don't tell anybody and you keep it behind the gate.
Oh, so we'd be crap at that. So we would be so bad at that. I nearly said a really rude word then, and then I remembered it was a podcast and we can't do that. But there's no way. We're too chatty Cathy's, aren't we?
We don't gatekeep. I mean, I genuinely want people to thrive.
Exactly. And it's so important to just give it away. I think we're all the same in that respect, where we are not afraid to just give it away in terms of what we're saying. And obviously people have to pay to come to the club, but at the same time, it's about us being generous about our time, about our expertise, about our knowledge, about the things that we've learned and experienced ourselves and now sharing it with other people. We're not keeping any secrets that we're saying, I don't want to share that because I don't want that person to surpass.
Who does that? Now I'm just thinking about mean gatekeeping people.
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
Who do people gatekeep?
I mean, that in itself is another podcast episode.
Another season, we'll have to add that.
So it was literally, she's just opened a can of worms, right?
I have. And before we do sign off, you know, I've just thought of an example. It's like when we were writing the book, the book, and both, you know, Jenny and I, both of us may have experienced it, is that people didn't even know how to start. And when they did ask folks about, well, how do I even start? They never really shared. And that's what gatekeeping is, you know, not giving people not access to the stuff that you've had access to.
I think that's mean.
It is mean. And it happens quite frequently.
And it's, I just recently got off a call with someone who's just decided to step into the world of sort of freelance and in that space. And we were talking and I was saying about all the different policies and the templates, things you have to create. And I've just sent them, you know, template examples of statement of work and NDAs and things, because I remember when I first started, some of my friends who had been in the business a long time sent them to me. It doesn't even occur to me to not offer to do that, to help someone who, because how else could you possibly do it? People are mean.
Well, you sent them to me.
I did.
I sent them to other people. So
loads of stuff. I mean, but it's about that desire to let other people thrive as well. I mean, if someone comes and says, oh, I want to start a business and I want to do a consultancy or whatever.
Oh, I can't wait.
I want to see them do it because we need them. We need people to be living in their strongest self, in their fullest potential. So, I'm just excited to see people get it right, get the help they need and be able to step forward.
So I guess to wrap up this bonus episode, because there isn't a season coming at the moment, we could keep going, but we'll put in the show notes the link to the Clarity Club. And I think just to also let people know that it's a membership that's open all the time. So you can join at any point And then you'll just slot into sort of the program wherever we might be at. But once you're in and you've signed up, then you'll have access to see the calendar and the replays and all those sorts of things as well. So it doesn't ever, the doors don't close, as it were.
No, yes.
No, and that is, you know, important that you join when you're ready to join, right? Yeah. Not when you're forced to join when a certain day. And it works for some people, doesn't work for others. But for us, it's important that as part of our inclusivity and accessibility that you can join whenever. If you've got questions about the Clarity Club, then please do send us an email at hello@carmeasurables.com. We'll get back to you on that. There's also some FAQs on the website that you can check out if you've got any questions and stuff. Follow us on our social platforms as well. Instagram is the number one place, is where we are doing some fun reels. if you want to check them out.
and Instagram. I'm not dancing.
Yeah. People keep asking us to dance, Trudy. We're going to have to do it one day, I think.
But I have no coordination. I am not dancing.
We'll do one. We'll choreograph something. It'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be great.
Okay.
Watch out, people. and the handle is CarmEdgeRebels. So find us on there. And please do follow us and ask us questions on there and interact with some of the stuff that we're doing, because it is that's a good place for us to share and talk, and you get to know us much more as well, because we do, like I say, we're doing some funny, interesting stuff in there. We're kind of falling down the Insta reel trap, so it'll be nice if you interacted with it. And that's, like I said, I'm not begging, but I'm just asking.
I'm just asking a lot
nicely.
I'm just saying several times.
Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more or subscribe to our newsletter, visit carmeasurables.com. We'd love to continue the conversation, so please connect, ask questions, and share your thinking with us. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn under Car Measure Rebels. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to rate and review us.